More than 300 immigrants arrested in 2 days under the Trump era. On Tuesday, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents arrested 308 individuals living in the United States without legal documentation. This marked a significant move on President Donald Trump's first full day back in office. Senator Katie Britt, RALA, announced the arrests on the social media platform X, stating, "Today, ICE made 308 arrests of illegal aliens inside our country, despite the frigid temperatures." She emphasized the operation scale, noting that it targeted all areas of interest and included individuals accused of serious crimes, such as murder, rape, and kidnapping. The arrests followed President Trump's signing of several executive orders aimed at tightening immigration policies and enhancing border security. These actions align with his campaign promise to initiate one of the largest deportation efforts in U.S. history. Britt praised the operation as evidence of the administration's commitment to restoring law and order. "Common sense is back," she declared in her post. Additionally, ICE has requested that jails across the country transfer nearly 300 additional undocumented individuals into ICE custody, rather than releasing them into their communities. Britt highlighted this as another example of prioritizing public safety and rigorous immigration enforcement. Advocacy and legal challenges. The administration's actions have sparked widespread criticism. Advocacy groups and Democratic lawmakers have expressed outrage over the broader implications of Trump's executive orders, including his controversial proposal to end birthright citizenship for children of undocumented immigrants. The American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, responded swiftly, filing a lawsuit against Trump's executive orders, arguing that they violate constitutional principles. Furthermore, attorneys general from 22 Democrat-led states have filed lawsuits against the administration, underscoring the deep division surrounding immigration policy in the United States. As of now, ICE has not issued an official statement regarding the arrests, according to The Hill. This article is based on reporting by Ashley Fields of The Hill. For additional information, visit The Hill.